Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Crucial Communication by Gary Peterson focuses on one of the most practical career skills, handling tense workplace conversations without damaging relationships or losing momentum. The book centers on situations where emotions rise, stakes feel high, and clarity is hardest to maintain, such as performance feedback, disagreements with peers, conflict with managers, and conversations about change. Peterson frames communication as a set of learnable behaviors rather than a personality trait, emphasizing preparation, structure, and emotional control. Readers are guided to recognize common breakdowns in dialogue, choose language that reduces defensiveness, and steer discussions toward solutions. The overall promise is consistent. Better outcomes come from clearer intent, stronger listening, and an ability to address problems directly while preserving respect. By treating dialogue as a tool for results, the book aims to help professionals reduce misunderstandings, resolve conflict faster, and become more effective collaborators and leaders in everyday workplace pressure moments. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, recognizing when a conversation becomes crucial. A core theme is learning to identify the moment a normal discussion turns into a high-risk exchange. In workplaces, this shift often happens quickly, triggered by status, fear of consequences, or a sense of unfairness. The book emphasizes noticing signals such as tension, avoidance, sarcasm, defensiveness, or a sudden urge to win. These are clues that the stakes have changed and that instinctive reactions may take over. By labeling the interaction as crucial, readers can slow down, reset their goals, and choose a deliberate approach rather than reacting emotionally. The topic also covers how assumptions and unspoken expectations can amplify conflict. When people think they are being judged, ignored, or threatened, they may stop listening and start protecting themselves. Peterson highlights the value of pausing to clarify what is truly at stake, what outcome is needed, and what relationship impact might follow. This awareness helps readers choose whether to address the issue immediately, schedule a dedicated discussion, or gather more context first. The result is fewer accidental escalations and more intentional dialogue choices. Secondly, managing emotions and staying in control under pressure. Difficult conversations rarely fail because of facts alone. They fail because emotions hijack attention and narrow thinking. This topic focuses on maintaining composure and reducing the intensity that blocks problem solving. The book encourages readers to recognize their emotional triggers, such as feeling disrespected, blamed, or cornered, and to interrupt the reflex to attack, withdraw, or overexplain. Emotional control is presented as a practical skill. You can regulate tone, pace, and body language, and you can choose language that keeps the conversation safe enough for honesty. Peterson also highlights the importance of separating intent from impact. A colleague may create frustration without meaning harm, and assuming negative intent can fuel escalation. Readers are guided to use self-checks that reframe the situation, return to shared objectives, and keep their focus on results rather than retaliation. The topic also reinforces the value of calm curiosity. Asking grounded questions and listening for underlying needs can diffuse tension and reveal what is actually driving the conflict. With better emotional management, people can discuss hard topics like accountability, deadlines, and performance without turning the conversation into a personal confrontation. Thirdly, using essential dialogue tools to create clarity and safety. Clear dialogue requires both structure and trust. This topic emphasizes tools that help people speak directly while reducing defensiveness in others. Peterson focuses on practical ways to set a constructive tone, state an issue without accusations, and invite collaboration. One key idea is aligning the conversation around a purpose that both parties can support, such as solving a problem, improving a process, or clarifying expectations. When the purpose is explicit, it becomes easier to discuss disagreement without treating it as a personal battle. The book also stresses using specific observations instead of broad judgments. Describing what happened, its impact, and what is needed next makes feedback easier to accept and act on. Another tool is active listening designed for workplace outcomes, reflecting what you heard, confirming meaning, and asking questions that uncover constraints or concerns. This reduces misunderstandings and signals respect. Peterson also addresses the need to keep conversations balanced, ensuring that both parties contribute information and feel heard. When people feel safe and understood, they are more willing to share the real issues, admit mistakes, and negotiate solutions. These tools support more productive meetings, better one-on-ones, and fewer recurring conflicts. Fourthly, handling common workplace conflict scenarios. The book applies its communication principles to situations professionals face repeatedly. These include giving corrective feedback, responding to criticism, confronting missed deadlines, managing peer conflict, and navigating conversations with higher authority. Each scenario introduces different power dynamics and risks. For example, Giving feedback requires tact and clarity to avoid shame or resentment, while receiving feedback requires openness without becoming defensive. Peterson encourages readers to prepare for these exchanges by defining the desired outcome, anticipating emotional reactions, and choosing a respectful structure for the discussion. In peer conflict, the challenge is often ambiguity about roles and shared responsibility, so the book promotes clarifying ownership, decision rights, and next steps. In conversations with managers, the difficulty may involve fear of consequences or limited leverage, so readers learn to frame concerns around impact, propose options, and ask for alignment. The topic also addresses how to handle stonewalling, escalation, or passive resistance. When someone avoids engagement, the goal becomes restoring a workable dialogue, not forcing agreement. By practicing these approaches across scenarios, readers can reduce the mental load of conflict and develop repeatable habits that make difficult conversations less intimidating and more results-focused. Lastly, turning conversations into agreements, accountability, and better results, a productive conversation is not finished when emotions settle. It is finished when there is clarity about what happens next. This topic focuses on converting dialogue into commitments that improve performance and relationships. Peterson emphasizes defining actionable next steps, owners, timelines, and measures of success so the discussion does not fade into vague intention. When agreement is explicit, it becomes easier to follow up without restarting the conflict. The book also promotes accountability as a shared process rather than punishment. This includes checking understanding, documenting decisions when appropriate, and creating a follow-up rhythm that keeps progress visible. Another element is reducing future friction by clarifying expectations early, not only when problems arise. That can include setting norms for communication, escalation paths, and how to handle disagreements within a team. The topic also addresses repairing trust after a tough exchange. Even when a conversation is necessary, it can leave residue. Peterson encourages closing discussions with acknowledgement, appreciation for candor, and a reaffirmation of shared goals. By pairing respectful dialogue with concrete commitments, readers can see tangible improvement, fewer repeated misunderstandings, faster conflict resolution, and stronger day-to-day collaboration that supports long-term career growth. In conclusion, this book is best suited for professionals who regularly face tense conversations and want a practical framework, including managers, team leads, HR partners, project managers, and individual contributors working in cross-functional environments. It is also valuable for anyone who avoids conflict and then feels stuck when issues pile up, because the focus is on making direct communication feel safer and more manageable. The benefit to a reader's life is immediate, fewer stressful misunderstandings, more confidence in speaking up, and stronger relationships built on clarity rather than guesswork. Over time, these skills can improve reputation, leadership presence, and career mobility, since people who handle hard discussions well are trusted with bigger responsibilities. Compared with similar communication books, Crucial Communication emphasizes workplace application and repeatable tools aimed at outcomes, not just general interpersonal theory. It connects emotional control, respectful language, and structured follow-through so conversations lead to decisions and action. If you want a guide that helps you address problems early, reduce conflict costs, and achieve better results more consistently, this book is worth buying as a focused playbook for the conversations that most influence workplace success. If you would like to support Gary Peterson, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.